nonprofits, let's raise more money. For this episode, Jason and Trevor continue their conversation with Lance from the Cure Brain Cancer Foundation. This time, they dive into what success looks like as a nonprofit and why putting the mission first is the most important driver for productivity and efficiency. Let's get right into it.
Lance, you know, we're talking about boards, and I really want to hear your take on this. You talked about the first thing you did is you got the staff reduced from 35 to, you know, down to, what'd you say, 8 or 18?
Eight.
Yep. Eight. Which tells you what happens with a lot of nonprofits. They're loaded up with a lot of excess baggage. And I know that that's going to hurt some feelings, but if keep our, what we're supposed to do, we're not here to provide jobs. We're here to fund a mission. We're here to empower a mission and do work. And so that's what we got to do. But what did you do to get your board get your board alignment going? Because I know that had to be something. If all these other things are falling, the wheels are coming off, you got to get your board gathered up as well.
Yeah, I think, Jason, that when I took over, it was in a position where there was only upside, right? And there was a willingness to try something different. Mm-hmm. And if you look at my first interview I did on my second week of taking the job on Third Sector in an article, I said, I guarantee success. They're like, how do you guarantee success? Because I said, failure is not an option. Failure is not an option, right? And in my first year,
You didn't have a plan B.
My first year, I was fortunate enough to win CEO Magazine Global Non-Executive of the Year, Third Sector CEO of the Year. So, you know, something's resonated with someone. I mean, am I upsetting a lot of people? 100%, right? But I always like to say, I'm not focused on losers. Winners focus on winning. Losers focus on winners.
I agree.
I don't really care if I piss people off. At the end of my life, I care about how many people I impacted, not how many people I pissed off. Mm-hmm. I really don't care. You would be surprised, Jason and Trevor. I get so much hate mail and so many like nasty comments from people. I won't go into it. It's shocking, but I really don't care because I always try to use some, you know, empathy. Maybe they're going through something, right? But if they don't like me, they don't like me, but they don't know me.
Well, but I think that's where a lot of times, you know, as a CEO or an executive director, they get into this thing where they think they've got to please everybody. And it's like, you can't. Half the people aren't going to like you anyway. No matter what you do, there's half the people in the world are not going to like
you. Lance, you learned firsthand, of course, and you probably already knew this, and Jason too. You can get a lot of attention being a disruptor in the nonprofit space. You get a lot more attention being disruptive in the nonprofit space.
But attention is not necessarily good because you have a lot of people who don't like you. And for example, I was at this forum with the government. I said, sorry, I don't know anything about the medical side, but I know finance. I've looked through your 2017, 18, 19, 20 budget. You've committed X amount of money to cancer. I don't see where the money's gone, right? And then they kick me out of the room.
Oh, wow.
Right?
For asking questions.
I think it's not bad to challenge the status quo, but I don't think people realize you need to have so much positive energy. You have to be infinitely positive, and you have to be relentless, and you have to enjoy being treated like crap. You got to just enjoy it.
It's a tough racket, is it not, Lance? It's a tough racket.
It's the toughest. These folks it's that the toughest. To this podcast,
well, I want to hit on one more thing. I want to hit on one more thing because you just said that. You know, it's not a popularity contest. So how do you, Lance, obviously, you know, you've got confidence. You came in here, you know, you've had success. You know what it takes to win and to succeed. How do you separate that ego side away from it, so that way it stays on the mission? Because a lot of nonprofits, you know, you get, especially with founders or people, you know, it becomes about them and it becomes about what they're doing. And if you take them out, it folds and collapses. And obviously, you know, we all know, you know, when you're in here trying to build an organization, you have to have, you know, key man insurance, because if something happens, that person, you want to build the organization, so that way, if that person's gone, the mission continues. So what are some things that you do to the team around you to do that, to make sure that that's happening?
Yeah. So that's a great question. So number one, the first thing I did was make sure that from a CEO stability perspective, the first 2 years, I reassured everyone, right? Because if the number one Achilles heel is always everyone I met the first 6 months, okay, you're like number five, number six, we don't know. I wanted to give stability. But again, putting in a framework where you have a strong scientific advisory committee, you have a strong infrastructure, so the whole of the part, like all the parts in the whole, can operate independently if I get hit by a truck, God forbid, right? Like if I get eaten by a seal, right? But what I want people to understand is that every time, this is the difference. People always get confidence and cockiness kind of confused. Mm-hmm. When I speak at anything, it's not about myself. It's about the community. It's about the people. But when I get spotlighted, right, on whatever, you know, articles or whatever, it's not only about me. It's also about the cause, mm-hmm. right? And I think oftentimes people, they need to balance that. What I always tell people, balance it, right? Don't believe, don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't believe the hype, but also don't believe the negative. Mm-hmm. Just stay focused on what your mission is. If you get a lot of press, cool. Mm-hmm. If you don't, cool. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Right. And I think you just have to be very clear as a CEO or a leader on what is your mission. And every quarter I sit down with cancer patients. What do you need from us? I can't do everything. I don't want to overpromise, underdeliver. But here's the top two, top three things. I will focus on that. Right. And you just got to be honest with people.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
People always respect honesty. And the younger generation, they're so much more tapped into social impact. And they smell BS. So I just don't BS anyone. I just say, we can do this. We can't do this.
People are disparaging so many different generations, and it's easy to pick on people, you know, and this and that and the other thing. I'm telling you what, we're constantly saying this, not to get off the beaten path, but Lance, we're always telling folks, hey, donors are consumers at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just, you know, we, you know, call them whatever you want, label people however you want. And I'm telling you something, people can smell BS better than ever before for some weird reason. There's more information and more content coming at folks in record numbers, obviously, which is kind of an odd conundrum, you know, from a data perspective. But I'm telling you, I think people can smell BS better than they ever have before. It's very fascinating to me.
I agree.
You highlighted that. Yeah, it's very interesting. We see it, you know. I'm just paying attention. Just paying attention to.
I always remember what my mother
is transpiring.
Majority of my mom's career, she was actually a special needs teacher in Hawaii.
Okay.
So she used to always tell me, the success in life, don't judge people. Don't judge people. Don't assume things. Don't underestimate them. So I just don't even ever assume anything. I try to share information, but people have that BS filter, like you said. It's like three dimensional now. They can smell it. They can see it.
Agreed.
If it doesn't reconcile what you say to what you do, you're done. Yeah. All you got is your reputation.
It's a wrap. It's correct. A wrap, brother. No, absolutely. Yeah, you're not wrong. You're speaking something. People need to hear that. What island are you from originally?
I'm originally from Oahu.
So, okay, you know, cool.
From Mililani. Yeah. Everyone thinks we're from a country town. But I just want to say, you know, we have a very good football team in high school. So I just want to shout out to Mililani. So.
That's awesome.
A lot of NFL players.
Lance, pronounce your last name for us, Lance.
Last name is Kawaguchi, which is Japanese in origin, which means unbendable bamboo, which means I'm irritating.
Which means I'm perfect for the
That means either write me a check or write me a check. I'm not leaving you alone. That's what that means.
Yeah.
Write me a check.
I'm going to keep talking.
This is my pen.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm going to ask you every minute.
Oh, you put your check. Yeah.
That's awesome.
God bless you.
That's
awesome. I love it, man. You know, Lance, tell folks where you can find, where they can find you, find the organization, any social handles, anything like that. Give us.
Well, they can go to curebraincancer.org, or we're going to be launching in a couple of weeks the South Pole Trek with the number 4 for cancer. So southpoletrekforcancer.org. That is going to be the URL where people can go, and for any of the charities, they can donate if they want. And all the money will 100% go to research.
That's awesome.
Good for you, brother.
Lance, we're going to be following you on that. Whenever you get done, we want to have you come back on Hey Nonprofits, raise more money.
Ooh,
and that way we can hear about that. So safe travels with you. That'd Thank you so much for spending some time with us, man. This has been fantastic. You know, guys, if you if you got anything out of this today, we'd ask that you'd please give a like, share this with other nonprofit professionals that are out there that want to hear this message. We get, you know, responses on a daily basis of people that are hearing this and hearing this information for the first time in a different format. And so please, if you got anything, that's the fee, share it. And we hope to see you next time.
Great. Thank you so much, Jason.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Trevor.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you love our podcast, click the download button, rate us, and follow us on social media at HGA Fundraising. Get out there, start fundraising, and raise more money. See you next time.